rbnlive.com.
All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Nearing the end of the week here. It's Thursday already. I can't believe it. To my shock last night, we got a tornado warning up here in Massachusetts. Something very, very rare. Never did get one, at least not around here anyway. I don't know if there was one anywhere else in the state, but... Last time we had one in my area was back in, I think it was 1965. So, you know, we're looking at, what, 42 years ago. And it was pretty bad. It devastated up in Worcester. Devastated several city blocks. Just wiped out entire buildings, cut other ones in half. But, you know, it's extremely rare to get tornadoes here. And so to have gotten... that warning last night pretty much freaked me out. You gotta wonder. Weird weather, unexpected, unusual storm systems popping up in areas that you usually don't see them. You know, hurricanes occurring unseasonally. Also in areas that they're not usually seen in. Just very, very bizarre weather. I'm going to do a whole show on that actually next week. Got an interesting guest coming on who's done a lot of research on HAARP. And then I'm going to be doing another show myself on that subject sometime, sharing some of my own research on it. Talking about Katrina, talking about the tsunami of December of 04, and the possibility of these things having been staged to make big fat wads of cash for the... unbidded contracts that are handed over to companies like Halliburton. Very suspicious weather, guys. Well, you know, everything else is screwed up on this planet and getting screwed up by these tyrants, so why not slap that on them, especially when you realize the amount of evidence there is to support this idea. Anyway, we got a great guest today. He's a 9/11 researcher like myself. Dick Eastman, going to be introducing him to you in a moment here, but first I want to remind our guests, our listeners, that is, that we're still having our pledge drive here at RBN, and those of you that are able to contribute to keep our programming going here, you can do so either by calling 1-800-724-2719 or writing in here at RBN, the RBN office at 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Also, we're still offering the America Freedom to Fascism DVD by Aaron Russo. That's available here at RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And you can get that either by calling 800-724-2719, or you can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can order it there. Once again, I'm offering my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 and The New World Disorder. You can get those both on CD for $10, including shipping, or you can order them as individual printed books. The 9/11 book is loaded with pictures. You can get those directly from me for $30 a piece, including shipping. Again, or get both of them for $10 on CD, including shipping, by writing to me, Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, that's Charles Giuliani, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. I'm hoping to catch up on some news. There's been a lot of funky stuff coming down the pike, folks. I just haven't had time to cover it with all the guests I've been having and such. But pretty soon here, I'm hoping to have some time to catch up. I think I'll have some time actually tomorrow, after one of our guests. So, hopefully I'll have some time to get a good amount of the news caught up on. Anyway, stick with us. We'll be right back with our guest, Dick Eastman, talking about a lot of the bizarre mysteries around 9/11. We're not going to let up on this, folks. We're going to keep harping on it. Because it's an unsolved mystery, the real perpetrators are still at large. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Two Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Dick Eastman as our guest today. Going to be talking about this subject that we will not let die. A lot of people say, well, why do you keep talking about 9/11? That was years ago. No, we have to talk about it because this is a crime that has not been solved. It hasn't even been investigated. Don't even point to the 9/11 Commission as an investigation. Yeah. Right. The real perpetrators are running loose, whether you believe the official story or not. They're running loose, aren't they? Binny Boy. Whether it's Bin Laden number 234, lookalike number 678, it doesn't matter. Bin Laden is running loose. So even if you go by the official story, they haven't caught the perpetrator, have they? How can you let this issue die? But the truth is, Bin Laden not only had no connection with it, so says the FBI, but Bin Laden is dead. The real perpetrators, folks, are sitting in the White House, the ones that were never elected in the first place in 2000 or 2004. Anyway, welcome, Dick. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Charles.
Yeah. Glad to have you on, man.
I'm glad to be here. You sound good. I'd really like to hear your weather modification, climate control broadcast. I'm interested in that myself, so I'm looking forward to that. You were talking
about...
Yeah,
I got a guest on next week. You'll have to tune in. He's written a really good book on it. In fact, I just got a copy he sent me. And
I was one of the first involved with that, and my theory was that the contrails create cloud cover, which prevents the ground from warming, and when the ground doesn't warm, or the sea surface doesn't warm, then the air does not rise, and therefore it's a higher-than-otherwise pressure area. And by creating those higher-than-otherwise pressure areas, they're able to redirect weather systems. If you do it in the middle of the South Atlantic, between South America and Australia, you create one of these high-pressure areas by contrailing over there, and then that will prevent the sea surface from warming. There'll be a high-pressure area, and that will stop the current, the winds, which move the water, surface water currents, which would create the El Nino effect, for example. And they're able to redirect hurricanes, which are just moving parcels of air that are pushed and pulled by low and high pressure areas. And so that's how the contrailing fits in. I understand your broadcast will be talking about how HARP works, which, of course,
right.
is heating parts of the atmosphere to do just the opposite, to create low-pressure areas. But, okay, enough of that. Back to 911. I'm looking forward to your broadcast, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all related. I mean, they're rigging all kinds of stuff so that no one suspects what's going on, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. They're amassing tremendous amounts of power. I mean, these are criminals that go way beyond anything that the average person is capable of even comprehending. People can't fathom that there are people in this world this evil.
I think you've got it analyzed, Charles, that big common denominator with the weather modification and 9-1 is money. They're able to in the futures markets, they can predict what agriculture is going to be and make killings. They can create weather disasters and do the rest of it. But let's talk about the money in 9-1-1.
Sure. They're making killings in more ways than one, aren't
that's
they?
That's it. And that proves what it is. We're dealing with organized crime. It's not so much geopolitical ambitions of either the United States elite or Zionists or anything, but it's actually money. It's organized crime, as you said, making money. Now let's look at some of the money that was there.
I don't want to associate them with the mafia, because mafia actually has some degree of scruples. They have a code of ethics.
That's true. I actually am half Sicilian myself, and the name Eastman, don't throw you, my mother's side is Lanza and Romano, so I'm very sympathetic with the fact that not all Italians are mafia, and the mafia is... actually, the mafia, like the CIA, was originally created to... by the wealthy landowners of Italy as a defense against predators on their wealth. But it became powerful on its own and became its own organization. I think that's happened with our Central Intelligence Agency.
Oh, sure.
Dealing with drugs and everything else, and it becomes it's become an instrument of organized crime.
Well, with a name like Giuliani, I can't hide my roots in that area either.
There's a lot of very good 911 investigators. There's Castiglione, that's right. And she's very good, and Italians are well represented in this field. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's get to some serious stuff here, if you're ready.
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk about money, first of all. I want to bring up points that were known right at the beginning, in the very first months, on the Internet, and have since been forgotten and brushed aside by other issues that come up, some of them false issues like holograms or ray guns or no planes at the... And these are intentional diversions to keep people from what has already been discovered. You said that no one has solved this, it hasn't been investigated. Well, very intelligent people, Stephen Jones comes to mind, he's a recent one, but there's also Professor A.K. Dudney, who was an editor of...
Official...
All of those people. There's a lot of people. The research has been done. What hasn't happened is that the people expect the media to validate something when it's accomplished and say, yes, this has been accomplished, it is now official. But the investigation is done, the material is there, but it just sits there because it isn't validated by the institutions of our country, which should validate it, academia, journalism, and public officials. So,
well, people fail to recognize our media as part of the criminal cabal, part of the cover-up. In fact, the most key point, part of the cover-up.
Well, it's right. They could not exist if they didn't own the ability to control public opinion, to prevent investigations, to prevent laws being written in ways that favor their economic goals. Okay. Now, where is the money? Where is the money we're talking about? In September 10th, the day before 9/11, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld made a press conference in which he said that there are $2.3 trillion that cannot be accounted for in the Pentagon spending. Now, that money was being taken care of and controlled by the comptroller, who was Dov Zakheim.
But that's mere pocket change for the Pentagon. I mean, Rumsfeld probably has that much in his back pocket on any given day.
Don't underestimate $2.3 trillion. That's enough to... overthrow governments. That's enough to create mass murder to protect, to get the hands on that kind of money. Tremendous things would be warped, which are to get their hands on it. And that's what 9/11 was. It was that kind of incentive.
But you could fill thousands of wheelbarrows with $100,000 bills with that much money. It's unbelievable.
You're right. Now let's look at some more money. The Northern Alliance are opium drug lords, and they were supplying over the old Silk Road to China the ingredients for the Chinese heroin that is also over $1 trillion around the world distributed. The Taliban were eradicating that, and when the United States went to war with Afghanistan, ostensibly over the 9/11 event, the Northern Alliance were our allies in that, and they were set up their government, and now opium is flowing as never before. And so there's another $1 trillion. And that money that was from the Chinese heroin is laundered into the big investment banks, and then that money is then invested in China's industrialization and so forth. And China has run by, and this is all my opinion. Don't anyone blame Charles for what I'm saying here. But okay, China is.
No, this is documented. I mean,
all right, very good. Thank you.
Well, you know, the Taliban forbade the opium trade.
That's
it,
right.
It was extinguished all the time that they were in power. You didn't have this at all.
In the areas they controlled.
The drug lords. Yeah.
In the areas they controlled, and it was expanding northward. The faith was overcoming the attractions of the money for opium with these fanatical believers. They believed it, so they didn't use opium anymore, and that was really killing them. Then, of course, there's the pipeline. We're talking about money involved. Then, of course, there was the pipeline that the Taliban was refusing because they didn't want the what they considered imperialistic control over their country that American pipelines would bring. And then there's two other things. We're talking about the big money behind 9/11, the money that moved this super crime and brought together the people that had to cooperate in it.
You know, coming back to the drug thing just for a minute, I
sure.
just looked this up. I happen to have this clip from this article. This is from the November 25th, 2001 Observer. It reported that Afghan farmers were being encouraged by warlords allied with the U.S. to, quote, plant as much opium as possible.
That's right.
So they're not just letting it happen. They're making it happen. They wanted this because, of course, the CIA, anybody who's delved into this even mildly knows, the CIA funds their black budget with their drug laundering money.
That's
They've
right.
been doing this for decades. That's part of the reason why they knocked off Gary Webb back in December 2002, said it was suicide with two bullet wounds in his head. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Dick Eastman.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
San Jose Mercury reporter Gary Webb exposes CIA drug trafficking and winds up committing suicide with two bullets to the head. Now, that's determination for you. We're back here, folks, with Gary...
Gary Webb.
With...
we wish.
With Dick Eastman. There we go.
We wish it was Gary Webb.
I wish Gary was still with us. Well, we got Mike Rupert... I haven't seen him committing suicide yet, but
probably. He's been pretty inactive, though, lately.
That's true.
On 911.
I've had
a little dispute with him. I guess he's if you're a personal friend of yours, I won't talk about him, but when we had the commission
start... Not particularly,
start,
no.
When we had the 911 commission start taking, before we knew what the 911 commission would be, we only suspected, and they began their public hearings... Mike Rupert absconded to with his international friends to two different countries to conferences on peak oil. And so that was, he kind of let us down. We all gave him money to fight 911, and when it came around, he didn't do it. And then later on, he said 911 is irrelevant whether what happened or not. And
closed
he
case.
Left it at that.
Yeah.
That's my...
Well, maybe that's why he hasn't committed suicide yet.
I don't know, but I don't want to focus on it, but I just want to point out that not all enough of that. Let's not talk about him.
Yeah, I hear you, but there are some problems there. But anyway, we're talking about the pipeline, I believe, right before the break.
Well, we were talking about that. We were talking about the different big money incentives that got people involved. Now, one other thing is obviously 911, if it was a false flag, mass murder, provocateur attack, its goal was to motivate, justify in the eyes of the American people these wars and the continual, perpetual war on terror. Now, immediately the FBI and the CIA were given tremendous new budget increases of billions of dollars. There's money right there. The wars themselves were tremendous boosts for the defense contractors. And who owns the defense contractors but the people who monopolize money and credit? The merchant bankers who also of London and New York and elsewhere, who loan money to governments for wars, and it is their specialty. It has been their specialty for hundreds of years. They foment wars. I was on Rents.com, if I can talk to another about a competitor there, about Bernard Baruch and how he was a financier and how he was involved in getting World War One and World War Two going, especially World War One, which was so profitable for the bankers, our own Civil War and so forth. So there's a creating wars for the people who bankroll wars at compound interest is another big source of money that we see in play here, in addition to the $2.3 trillion that Rumsfeld announced was missing. So certainly we have the motive and enough power to influence this kind of a false flag attack.
The intelligence community, too, FBI, CIA, had been wanting power. You know, they were pushing for the Patriot Act. Even Ron Paul brought this out long before 9/11. In fact, going back to the Clinton years, you know, they had been wanting powers like this. In the wake of the 93 attempted bombing at the World Trade Center, they were pushing for stuff like this.
Yes. Okay, now from that, I want to switch to something you had said that earlier you were saying it hasn't been proven. I guess officially proven is what you meant by commissions and so forth.
Right.
But I believe we have proof, evidence, and we've had it since at least 2002. That is sufficient to convince any impartial grand jury or any honest impeachment inquiry in the House. And I'd like to go over some of that forgotten, pushed aside information. Some of it from Barbara Honegger, some of it from Carol Valentine, and others, including myself. Much of it involving the Pentagon, but
are you
wanna...
familiar with the work of David Hocking up in Canada?
No, I'm not. Again, I'm not one of the people who keep up with the community, but I take what passes by and what looks like evidence that fits or is usable or answers a question. I snatch onto it, but I'm not looking at who everyone was.
Yeah, you'll want to tune in coming shows. I got him coming on in a couple more weeks. He's put together quite an interesting package on, you know, the profiteering that's gone on, tying in with the Clintons and...
That's right. Obviously, both administrations are controlled by the same interests, the links of the Clintons and the Bushes in MENA, Arkansas, and so forth. Daniel Hopsicker has done a lot on that. I haven't followed it too much. He said Hopsicker has done amazing things about the backgrounds of these alleged hijackers and the flight schools and so forth. There's whole areas that, in addition to what I'm going to say today, if that we have time, that just make an overwhelming case. Okay, I hear the music.
Yeah, we're going to cut for break and stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Yeah, they're playing foolish games with us, all right, folks. Before we go back to our guest here, I just wanted to read two quick quotes. This one was from Clinton's Secretary of Defense, William Cohen. He said this back in 1999, 2 years before the attack, speaking before the Senate Armed Services Committee in February 99. This is what he said. We need greater intelligence, and that means not only foreign-gathered intelligence, but here at home as well. This is going to put us on a collision course with rights of privacy, and it's something that we are going to have to come to grips with. How much are we going to demand of our intelligence agencies, and how much are we willing to give in the way of intrusion into our lives? That is a trade-off that is going to have to come. Well, gee, I don't remember ever demanding anything of our intelligence agencies except to jump in a lake or something. Anyway, here's another one. Council on Foreign Relations member Morton Halperin made this statement just after the 9/11 attacks. The intelligence agencies have a long list of things they want done. They've been waiting for an event to justify them. Yeah. Waiting or planning. Anyway, just wanted to give that interesting little background there. Pretty sleazy, huh? I mean, these guys aren't hiding it. They're not secretive about it. They're very open, very bold in their lust for power. You still with us, Dick?
right. On that, I must agree. It's interesting. We're talking about the money involved here in our beginning of discussing evidence, and I mentioned Rabbi Zakheim, who was the head chairman of the International Division of System Planning Corps, which makes remote control airplanes, fighters, and so forth. But he was appointed in May of 2001 as the Undersecretary of Defense and the Chief Financial Officer and Controller of all that money. But before that, that $2.3 trillion happened under his watch. But before that, he was a member of the Project for a New American Century, and he signed that document with Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl and others, Rebuilding America's Defenses, which called for a new Pearl Harbor attack needed to galvanize Americans for aggressive military policies that our elite find necessary for empire.
Right in your face. I'm sure you know about Zbigniew Brzezinski's statements, too, in his 97
book.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
He's been sounding nice lately, but he goes back, he and Henry Kissinger, he and Kissinger go right back to David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission. They're his pets, his little toys, and they do what he says, and that's
the game they play. He's sounding like he's opposed right now, but in reality, Bush has been carrying out exactly what he laid out in 97.
Right. There's no difference in the parties. You'll notice that in 94, after Waco and everything, the people rose up and they elected Republicans and they threw out the Clinton supporting Democrats, and they got Newt Gingrich, a self-proclaimed Rockefeller Republican, who gave on all international globalist issues like NAFTA and the World Trade Organization and everything, backed up Clinton on every point. So we didn't really have, at the top, the leadership is always bought. It's always bought at every organization. And even in the 911 truth movement, you start, Professor Stephen Jones set something up, they start an organization, and before you know it, he's kicked out, and a small minority, Judy Woods, Fetzer, take over, and then all of a sudden they're talking about ray guns and no planes at the WTC, and everybody else is pushed aside, and none of the real, and then they give bogus soft arguments for the Pentagon and so forth. I know you've had Fetzer on a few times. This is a different viewpoint. I'm glad you give all viewpoints on your program, Charles.
I don't get stuck in the debating. Yeah, I just want to give everybody a voice. I think everybody has important things to contribute, you know.
I appreciate that about you and your program. But anyway, thank you for letting me do that. Now let's get back to the there's some other things. Two more points I want to make on money. Three more points. There was a major economic crime committed involving selling Federal Reserve gold to friends and cronies that involved the major banking houses of New York and no less a person than the chairman of the Federal Reserve at the time. Alan Greenspan was on there, Lawrence Summers, who went ahead to run Harvard, and many of the big merchant bank investment bank in the United States leaders were indicted or being investigated, and all of that investigation was being conducted in the biggest financial crime in our times of this kind, and that investigation was being conducted at the World Trade Center. Also,
did you know about the Enron-type pension funds rapings that were going on, as well as investment funds?
No, I didn't know about those, so I won't be able to talk about them. But
go ahead,
tell me about them, Charles. Okay.
Yeah, I was working for a brokerage company at the time, which I'm just totally against those things, but it was something to fill in the gap.
We have to eat.
Right. Okay. And but I was glad because it gave me an interesting perspective on things. People were calling up enraged. This was maybe 6 months after 9/11. And, you know, they're getting mad at me like it was my fault. I felt so bad for them. This one woman, she says, I had put $100,000 in this account. This was to be my retirement fund. I was going to live off the interest. And now I'm finding out it's dwindled down to $25,000. They were skimming they were digging deep into these funds and using 9/11 as the excuse for why there were such big losses. Big scam.
Well, I'm sure that more stories will come out in time, especially if the, especially if we ever get our government back and start having real hearings. The last two on this financial thing involving the destruction of the World Trade Center. There was also an investigation going on. A Mobil Oil had had been involved with illegal swapping. There were sanctions against doing oil trades with Iran at that time, and there was a swap involving Kazakhstan and Iran, which was hidden, and that was being investigated as another major crime. Now, all of that investigation, the records, the investigators perished in 9-1-1. Now, the last...
It's like the oil for food program with Saddam that was going on during the 90s while they supposedly had an embargo.
And here's the last one that just sticks in my mind. You've heard of Warren Buffett?
Oh, yes.
He actually went to jail once upon a time in the 80s for his dealings with the junk bond leverage buyouts and so forth in that period.
Too bad they let him out.
On September 11th in the morning, he was conducting, he was throwing a party at a charity event, he called it, at Offutt Air Force Base.
Omaha, yeah.
Now, Offutt Air Force Base is where Bush landed later in the day after his plane had flown around a while.
Party time.
Party time. And there was at least one CEO from the World Trade Center who would have perished had he not gone to this, or had she not gone to this, this party. There may have been others.
Right.
But so the fact is that the prosecutors who put Warren Buffett behind bars were also at the World Trade Center and perished. Just those are just little facts. What I want to suggest is we have very big money, money so big that it warps everyone into treason of this magnitude, of inhumanity of this magnitude. That kind of money could do it.
Yeah, and then you got all the unbidded contracts that have been awarded, you know, to Halliburton and Bechtel and all these contracting companies with the Pentagon and big money.
Now, from the big picture, let's get down to the hard look at evidence, if that's all right with you. The first thing. By the way, I'm a strong supporter of Stephen Jones' research. His arguments and so forth are completely compelling. And I just very briefly, when the yellow molten metal started to flow in torrents, all of a sudden, just before the collapse, that rules out the fact that it's burning, that it's aluminum desks melting and so forth and everything else. He did the chemical analysis. He found that proton-induced X-ray emissions using electron microscopy and everything, he found the residues of iron, sulfur, potassium, magnesium in the molten metal samples of that metal, of that cascade of metal that came down just before the collapse.
Well, you know, you see that with both towers, the North and the South Tower. You can see dripping.
Just aware of one. See, none of us knows everything. But on
both of them.
I'm just looking at one, and we have the torrent appear, that cascade appearing suddenly, and the white ash that Jones points out is indicative of thermite. But he's saying that the residues indicate thermite, which is an even hotter substance, and that in itself is such evidence that thermite devices were planted or possibly carried in by the plane, but most likely planted in those days when they shut down they shut down the towers and disconnected all the video cameras, and they worked on possibly installing these thermite devices at that time.
Yeah, thermite is actually thermite with sulfur, yeah, and it does burn hotter. Here's my thing with this, though, and I'm totally with Jones. He, you know, absolutely, that, you know, that proves foul play that was going on there. But, and I'm sure he knows this, too, thermite itself actually is not an explosive.
No, and he's not saying it is. It burns hot.
Right. But the fact that he's found that is very damning evidence. But yeah, there were obviously was other stuff that was planted in there that was used to, you know, to pulverize the buildings. It's just a tremendous amount of energy that was released.
Right, and then we have Judy Wood coming in with this completely confused analysis of pulverization and so forth, just to obscure the picture. And then we have the Nico Haupt, the ray gun theory, where they show pictures of Building 5 and 6 with these large black holes and so forth. But just examining those, by simple inspection, you can disprove that. What happens is a piece of the towers falls into the building there and creates a hole in the roof. Now, there's a fire involved with that, but that hole in the roof provides the oxygen, and around that hole, the fire enlarges, and it makes a large black hole. Now, looking at it from above, it appears, wow, ray guns from space did that. However, you can see that there are projections of roof that overhang these round holes, showing that the hole was made from the bottom, not from something projecting some directed energy thing in space shooting a beam down. So the ray gun theory is another disinformation plan to throw people off the real, compelling, complete evidence that already exists that is sufficient for convicting, arresting, sending to jail the perpetrators of 9/11.
Yeah, I don't think we can make a connection with ray gun and the 9/11 attacks.
Okay, thank you.
President ray gun, little joke there. Right. But, you know, it's interesting, though, that Building 5, Building 6, Building 6 especially, had severe damage done to it, and yet the frame still remained standing. You know, it had a hole that extended from its roof all the way down to the sub-basement levels, all the way through that entire building, and yet that structure didn't come down. The two main towers had fires burning on only roughly 10 floors each, and bang, they came right down to ground level. Isn't that strange?
It is strange. I'm not convinced that those holes went all the way down. They're black when you look at them from space, but that's
NASA floor,
it's charred in there. It's charred in there, and the sun isn't on it, so it could be that's what you're looking at. They may not go down that far.
Well, no, NASA flew a reconnaissance mission over there and did 3D mappings to aid with the cleanup crew, and they did determine that the hole did go down to that level.
Okay, well, good. Scratch that comment from me, then. All right. I'll accept that. I think we've talked. That's all I wanted to say. Oh, there's another item just about the WTC. Then I want to get to my area of specialty, which is the Pentagon. I'm talking about things that have been forgotten. There was, after the crash, on the 23rd floor, there was an explosion on the North Tower, the first tower that was hit. There was an explosion, and people were sent up there to the chief security at the World Center, Trade Center. His name was George Tabeek. He went up there. He rescued people. They had to tunnel through to get people out. It's near the Port Authority. Officers are there, and he had... We have the names of the firemen who went up to the floor and the command center, Andy Desperino of Engine Company 1 was one of these people who were in on this rescue work on the 23rd floor. So here is far from the crash, we have an explosion that took some people out. Now, my theory is that both the attack on the Pentagon wedge and the attack on the World Trade Center buildings were specifically targeted to eliminate people who could investigate or who were investigating the big money crimes that I mentioned earlier and those connections. And I think hits were being made. Now, we know we're all familiar with the explosions that were heard in the basement and what's being said about that, but This destruction on the 20th floor, George Tabeek is still alive. Andy Desperino is still alive. They can tell you about this before the South Tower was hit, how they were tunneling people out. It looks like the ceiling caved in. There was a bigger explosion on the floor above, which was probably where the real targeting to kill people was.
Yeah, didn't they describe the walls were cracking and there was debris flying up the stairs?
Well, perhaps so. I hadn't heard that, but that's another one. Thank you for the supplement there. But no, I hadn't heard that, Charles. Okay. Enough of that. That's the theory here. Now let's talk about the World Trade Center, the Pentagon.
Before we get to that, I was going to play a clip, but for some reason that wasn't working. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 150. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, guys, we're back. True Threats Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Dick Eastman as our guest, talking about the scam that went on 9/11, the fraud that they perpetrated on us. Yeah, I was mentioning before the break, I just wanted to touch upon this. There was, just as we were talking with the two main towers, you know, there were explosions that were heard going off, you know, long before the buildings even began to collapse, off and on throughout the building, especially in the base of the North Tower. We had reports of that going on. We also have reports of the South Tower, but more for the North. Anyway, it emerges now that the same thing was true for Building 7, and that it occurred shortly after the second tower was hit. So this is early in the morning. This is long before Building 7 came down. You know, that building didn't come down until like 5:30 in the afternoon, but probably sometime around 9:10, 9:15 or so, as the building was being evacuated, there were two workers. I guess they were like the last two to leave. Just before they left the building, they said that they heard a big explosion coming from the base of the tower. And when they got to the lobby, they said it looked like a disaster area, like it was, was attacked by missiles or something. They said all the windows were blown out. Exact same report we got for the North Tower. The excuse given for this is, jet fuel had poured down the elevator shaft and exploded on impact. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous, because jet fuel would have left charring marks, burn marks. You don't see that at all in the footage that was shot by some people in the lobby before the tower came down. This is footage that was included in the Nordday Brothers film, the 9/11 filmmakers commemorative edition. And you can see fine dust all over the front lobby. You can see windows that were blown out. You can see chunks of marble that had been blown off the walls and smashed on the floors. So, we now find out that the same thing took place with Building 7. So, anyway, you wanted to jump to the Pentagon next?
Well, I did, but I see what we have just a few minutes before. How many minutes do we have before the hour here? Do you,
we got about four minutes or so.
Okay. All right, no, I'm going to start. There's something else that was extremely important that has been forgotten. The no-planes theory was invented to obscure and hide the remote control theory. I want to talk about that real quick. People don't realize that, now, remember, Dackheim, who's in charge, that's responsible for this $2.3 trillion, he was the head of the System Planning Corporation International. He was the international division chairman, and
sure.
He headed this. It was a remote, it made remote control combat equipment that could fly an F-16 or other aircraft in total combat. But also,
right.
Could be applied to aircraft. Now, in around 1999 to
he's another Mr. Dual Citizenship too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Mr. Dual Citizenship, as is Chertoff and other things. But again, it's money I'm talking about, not religion. But I agree. But let me get down to what's something extremely important here.
Right. Well, it's not religion. It's the schizophrenic political loyalties. You shouldn't have people in high positions like that with dual citizenship.
That's right.
Exactly. Right. But anyway, go ahead.
Fanatics exist in every religion.
Right.
Look at my mother. But anyway, okay. Egypt Air 990. Took off from New York on Halloween, early Halloween morning in 1999. This plane had 100 Americans and 78 Egyptians on it, including Egyptian military who had just extreme.
I tell you what, why don't you hold that thought, and we'll pick it up right after the break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Dick Eastman talking about 9/11.